Take off your pants! Unleash your true self. Real unicorns don't wear pants.
Oh, hey, money-making unicorns. How the fuck are you? Who here wants a coaching session today? Because we are going to be talking all about how to position your beta, how to align your sales mindset, and setting you up for success when you are bringing a brand new offer into the world. And Jean has given us a beautiful gift in being able to be our guinea pig today so that we can go through a coaching session. Now, full butthole transparency, as always, Jean is inside of Nonstop Notifications, which is my client attraction program. So she does have a little bit of a competitive edge. She has already made some money doing this. So she's not starting from the ground up. She's adding in a new offer. So Jean, please tell us, who the fuck are you and why the fuck should we listen to you?
Okay. So, hey, my name's Jean Tan. I'm a search engine optimization strategist. What that actually means is that I help website owners increase their visibility on the web and therefore their sales by ranking number one on major search engines like Google and even chatbot platforms like ChatGPT using my high converting SEO strategies. And why would anybody give ding-a-ling about my offer? For one, my last client doubled his annual revenue from $1.17 million to $2.47 million. And that's just for optimizing 3 out of 14 of their products. I mean, you know, what's the use of your visibility or top ranking if no money's coming into your business, right? Aside from that, I've triggered knowledge panels for a podcast, an author, a book, and an entrepreneur. So knowledge panels are very helpful in establishing your authority in your specific niche or industry, especially if you are not a celebrity. That's because not only would human users see verified information about you coming from Google itself when they search your name or your book, whatever, but Google itself recognizes you as a credible source, somebody to, as you say, give a fuck about, because your vital information is already recorded in their knowledge system. Aside from that, if you have a knowledge panel, whenever you have, let's say, a new offer, like a course, a book, etc., and you announce that even just on your social media accounts, Google's going to show that on top of the results with your knowledge panel, because I think a lot of people don't realize this, but Google loves fresh information and a thriving business.
Well, guys, I mean, that in itself should be enough for you to listen, because SEO is definitely something that we want to be tapping into for the client attraction angle. So as we're talking about these new offers that Jean is going to be developing, this is something that could be relevant for you guys too. But also, you know, as we dive into just being able to elevate the money mindset and be able to create new offers, this will be an extremely valuable dive into a little coaching session. So thank you for being our guinea pig today. Let's get this party started. So tell me a little bit about why were we doing this offer? What's different about this offer versus what you've been doing so far?
Well, actually, it's very similar to what I've always offered for clients, except that what I've been doing in the last 3 to 4 years is that I provide SEO services on a one-on-one basis. So, and it's basically everything that's SEO is up to me to do, you know, stuff on a website. But with this program that I'm planning to launch, I call it SEO Visibility to Sales. I practically teach website owners themselves who want to do the SEO by themselves, or if they have an internal team of marketers, I would make the concepts and do away with all the technicalities and just focus on the concepts that are easy to apply, very practical. And the point of that is to make sure that they increase their revenues or their sales. It's not just, you know, getting high on top of search rankings, but it's basically trying to manipulate your, let's say you have a web page that you want to rank number one on Google search for, let's just take nonstop notifications program, for example, and you would want to rank for the keywords catalyst marketing or a query, what is catalyst marketing? And believe me, Nicole, I've searched that. And I don't think there's an official definition for that. Because from what I know, it's a term that you created, yeah, originally, right?
Yes.
So that would be a good reason for you to aim for you know, a search ranking, or if somebody, let's say, who wants to or is interested in getting into the nonstop notifications program and would like to know what the hell is catalyst marketing and would ask ChatGPT about that. So ChatGPT would now have a real definition coming from Nicole, Cherie, Hess, because you are ranking number one for that keywords there. And from there, you know, you can optimize your web page about catalyst marketing in such a way that it would be easier for people to convert people into your program. Mm-hmm. There, I said it.
This is always the first question that I ask when people want to develop a new offer, because the fact of the matter is that you got to talk it through. You have to know why you're developing this new offer and how it's different from the one that you're doing right now, because that's how we effectively build an offer suite. So when we're looking at this offer, the primary difference here is that the first one is one-on-one, right? Where you are delivering this. And of course, that is not scalable. You can do as many as you can do this month and that's it. But when you're teaching something like this, where somebody else is actually going to be doing the work themselves, this becomes something that's fully scalable that we can do in a group environment, and we don't have to be one-on-one anymore, which is a great addition to a product suite. I mean, number one, for you, for profitability, right? This makes your business way more profitable. So good work there. But also, this allows you to tap into a slightly different market, right? Maybe you're having some customers that are coming to you now and saying, you know, I would love to do this myself, but you don't have that in your offer, right? And so you don't have that teaching tool. I think this is also particularly, you know, noteworthy that some people have a team of people who could already do these things. And so they don't want to pay SEO level prices every single month if they could just train their team. This would be a better expense for them, and they would be able to like justify that expense. So let's talk a little bit about that price point. So if we're looking at the comparison factor, when somebody's coming to you and you're providing the one-on-one service, how much does that cost versus this offer? What's the price difference?
Okay, so the price range for one-on-one or direct-to-client SEO service is on average between $3,000 to $5,000 a month. Mm-hmm. But with this program, I'm thinking of launching it on a beta price of just $197, just to see how effective it would be to, you know, transfer the knowledge to or teach the website owners or their marketing team to apply the SEO strategies by themselves.
Once it's not a beta, how much would you like to charge for this full offer?
I would probably price it between, as a whole package, it would probably range between $5,000 to $10,000.
Okay. So when I'm looking at those price differentials, there's a couple things that are coming up for me. Is that one, doing a beta at that low of a price point means that you're probably going to get a good volume of people, which is great for a beta, right? We definitely want a lot of people in that beta. But what we want to consider here is that, will they be invested enough? Is that enough money to make them to do? I mean, this could be potentially kind of challenging work, right? I mean, like, especially if you don't really know anything about SEO and you're not really qualified for the SEO, it might be hard for them to really pay attention at that low of a price point, especially when we're looking to move this up to 5K or 10K. We tend to want to keep things a little bit more correlative. So for example, if you're going to do a beta offer that's for a $5,000 program, maybe we like to charge 9 and 7, right? So it's like we're seeing that we can easily 5X this. And I think that that's probably a better ratio for you to consider starting. At least moving this up to like 297, 497 will give you a little bit of a higher ticket range where people are a little bit more invested. 197, especially for a company that has a full team, may not be enough for people to take you seriously or think that they you know what they're doing. Right. And especially because you have this other offer that's priced so competitively, right? You have a $3,000 to $5,000 a month offer, and then you have this way, 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 way low offer that may actually price you out of the market in a way that you don't want to. So this is something that you should consider in that price point of like raising even the beta price and then thinking about the jumps that you're going to take with this. It's like, okay, are we going to take 10 people, 20 people through this, we're going to get some results. And then we're going to go from 197 all the way up to 5K is a really big jump, right? Whereas if we're at 497, it's a little easier, right? We're like, okay, we're going to 10X the value on this. Totally fine. That makes sense because these people are getting results on the back end. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So your suggestion is that I start at 497 or 997?
I mean, it's one of those two. I wouldn't go as low as 197 for sure. I don't think it's worth your time, quite honestly. And I don't think that you're going to get the right people. Because remember, like in a beta situation, we want to get people who are similar to the people who are going to buy our full offer. And I think at 197, you might actually end up training some of your competitors. I think it might be something where other people who need to be trained on SEO, who eventually want to sell SEO, are going to be the people that buy this, which is not your intention, right?
Okay. And also one of the challenges that I'm facing right now is getting the program launched. I mean, do I have to create the whole program now or just part of the program, not the full version? I mean, I would like to see first if non-SEOs and more of business-minded people or digital marketers will be able to follow the strategies that I will be teaching.
Yeah, I mean, I highly recommend that you don't build the program first. I mean, we know that in like beta land, we have a hypothesis, we have an idea, we have a theory, and we're like, I think we can take people who are not SEO and super nerds, right? But we can take like people who are on a regular team who are maybe digital marketers who have some social media strategies under their belt, and we could teach them how to apply some of these SEO techniques that are relevant only to them. And so what I would do with this is I would outline 6 steps to be able to go from where they are right now of being maybe a little bit social media savvy, but not really tech on SEO side of things, to be able to not only rank, but also generate more revenue, right? And so what are the 6 steps from where they are right now to that next space? And when you can identify those 6 steps, you've now just built a 6-week beta because you're going to teach each of those steps each week. And so if you know what those 6 steps are, you're obviously not teaching things you don't know how to do, right? Like you do this stuff every day, right? So you're not needing to like build a curriculum. What you want to do is put, say you close 10 people into this beta, you want them to come to a coaching call and you want to teach this live. Okay, so then they can ask you questions and you can watch their faces and you can see what they understand or what they don't understand, right? And so you'll be able to gauge the comprehension level and see if you're training way too high and scary for them, or if maybe they are getting this a little faster than you thought they would, right? So the whole point of a beta is to test the market and to ensure that you understand how to train this. So if you go and you record a bunch of modules and you do all the stuff and you put all the bells and whistles on it and you're like, okay, now go through it, you're not going to know what questions they have. You're not going to see their face when they're looking at this thing like, I don't know what this acronym means, right? And you're not going to be able to make adjustments because you're making an assumption on the entire course, which means you're going to spend a lot of time and energy building something that may or may not work for people. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. So, okay. So what I will do is that I will record the first week first, and then get into group coaching calls.
Yeah, I mean, we want to sell it first, right? Okay. So we want to put together the outline. So put your outline together of those six steps, and then you're going to go close 10, 20 clients, right? Go close 10 or 20 people into this, and hopefully at least some of them, like half-ish, are like ideal, right? The other ones are a little bit outside the parameters. That's totally okay, because you could be wrong, right? You could have this idea, oh, this is perfect for people like this, but it's actually perfect for people that are slightly different than what you thought. So close 10 or 20 people and take those six steps of this promise, and then go through. And the first week, you're just going to put them onto a coaching call. You don't need to record anything yet, because there's nothing to record, right? You don't know what's working. So you're going to take that first concept. So what's the first concept that you would teach to people in this course?
Okay, hold on. Let me open my spreadsheet. I did something the other week.
We already got that outline started. That's good. That's what we like to see. We get into action.
Okay, so technical SEO would be the first. And yeah, that would be challenging enough for me to teach technical SEO without being too technical. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I've noticed with, you know, website owners who are not yet sold into SEO is that they haven't realized that it's very important to have their Google Search Console and Google Analytics activated and tracking on their website. So like last time when I asked a client during a call, I asked if, would you happen to know what your website's average ranking position is? And he didn't know. And it's very easy to do that if you just open your Google Search Console, because Google will, you know, give that information right away.
Okay, so maybe the first step here is a little bit of R&D on their own website, right? So in week one, you're going to show them like, okay, this is how we look at your ranking. This is how we evaluate this. And this is the first step that we need to do to start optimization. Does that sound about right? Okay, so we're going to start with that optimization on week one. So we don't need to record a module about that. We need to literally put people on a call and in real time have them go through this. Maybe we give them a little bit of like a cheat sheet, like an ingredient list that they need to bring to that coaching call. And it's like, okay, you need to have this login and this thing set up for your website. Bring this to the call, and then we're going to do this. So you're telling them what we're going to do on the call beforehand, so they're prepared, so we're not wasting a bunch of time. But then you have them do it in real time, right? Because then you're like, okay, go through this process. Let's do it all together. You can share your screen in and they can do it with you. And anytime they're getting confused or they're like raising their hand and they're like, I don't understand this, you can fix that problem right then and there for you. But you're also going to have this recording, right? And that recording is what you're going to use to make a recording that is fine-tuned, really done well, because you're going to know what kind of questions people are asking. So rather than guessing what kind of questions people are going to ask, you're going to know firsthand, because they're going to be on the call doing it. And so you can make sure that your first recording of this entire course is going to be really good, because you've already served clients in it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so if we have 6 weeks, right? And maybe you need more steps. Maybe it needs to be 8 weeks. You get to kind of decide. But 6 weeks is about the sweet spot for a beta, because remember that the whole point of the beta is to get testimonials, right? And so you want to make sure that every single week, at the end of the week, well, you know about unicorn cookies, right? But you want people to be sharing their wins every single week, because those wins are what you're going to use on the sales page when you're developing your $5,000 offer in this space. You want to have all the testimonials of all these people week by week. And it's like, hey, you know, in step one, you're going to learn how to optimize. And this is what Stacy says about, you know, how much she learned just in the first lesson, right? So then you're going to have a really strong sales page, because every single week, you've asked people for feedback. You've asked people to celebrate their wins. And you can even do surveys along the way to ensure that they are understanding things, that they're taking action. And the things that are challenging and hard for them, this can also be something too, where like you're like, oh no, like I didn't realize this was going to be so hard. Maybe I need to add another module, right? Or maybe I need to add a Q&A right here. You're going to see what you need to add, because you're going to see where people are struggling. And when you teach it live, it's undeniable where they're having problems. Does that make sense?
Okay, yes. Okay, got it. Okay, so now I'm starting to realize that $197 is way too cheap.
Yes.
So I'd probably go for 497 and higher.
Yeah. So do you see? I mean, if we're going to go through this with people for 6 weeks, then of course we want them to get really great results, but we want them to be invested enough. Like, it's not just about your time and your energy, which of course is relevant, right? But it's also about the fact that we need them to come to those calls, right? We need to get them to pay enough that they're going to pay attention, that they're going to show up, that they're going to do challenging work. And SEO is challenging, especially for someone who doesn't have an SEO background. So they're going to have to work through that frustration. And if they don't pay enough money, they'll be like, ah, fuck it. Like, this thing was only $97. Like, fuck it, I'm not going to try, right? But if they're invested and they paid $497 or $997, then they're going to be like, well, I paid all this money. Like, I know I need to do it. I know I need to finish it. So we want to make sure they're invested enough. Even though they're beta students, we still need them to pay enough to pay attention.
Would you recommend that, let's say I go for 997 for the beta, would you recommend that I charge per week, like 997 divided by six, or do they have to pay in full before, I start the program?
I would do pay in full because I don't think that 997 is that big of a price point, and I think it would be rare that somebody would actually need, especially the right person that you're selling this to. The kind of person that you're selling this to is a corporate kind of client, right? Like, there's somebody that's sending their team. So there's no set of circumstances where they're going to need a payment plan for $1,000, right?
Okay.
We got to keep it in price with, like, thinking about our target market. I would say if you were training newbie SEO people, that might be different. But if you're training a team of marketers, I mean, that's $1,000 is no big deal.
So, would you buy my program, Nicole?
Well, I mean, my main objection to this is that I don't have a website, right? Is that we don't use websites, we only use funnels. And so is this something that's still relevant for people that are using funnels?
Yes, definitely. Because, for example, what I see in your case and many of my unicorn siblings is that you're always marketing through social media. And I thought that, having a website that's ranking for different keywords like health and fitness for 50-year-olds, for health coaches, would be a new source of leads and revenue for them. And if they already have or you already have websites that are used for sales funnels, it would be easy for you to just create new pages that are, more descriptive rather than describing your packages. So it could be, like I said, like the example that I gave you earlier, maybe a page about catalyst marketing. You'll have the video there, but also the text, like a brief article about what catalyst marketing, the definition and how it works, and how could somebody without prior experience in getting into your program can apply that quickly on their own, situation.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that I think that for business owners that are maybe in the 5 to 10 year range, right? Or who are looking to establish their authority, maybe they've got their first round of trademarks out, right? So they're starting to learn to trademark their proprietary methodologies. People who are about to launch, like, biz books, I think that this would be, like, really good groundwork for that. I mean, one of the things that, like, we're doing with our book launch piece of this, with our biz books, that we'll be doing with our clients is, we're building funnels that go with that book. And so, like, say for me, I'm going to be writing the one about the 7-layer transformation, right? And so that doesn't mean anything in Google, right? So we would need to create that kind of optimization to back that up. And so I could definitely see that that would be something that would be valuable, as I'm going into creating a book and that's going to be based on a proprietary methodology. I would like to increase the credibility of that. And so I could definitely see for, like, our author clients, that we'll be working with and building funnels with on the back end, we'll need this kind of optimization in SEO. But I would just, that that would be my objection, right? Is like, I'm not going to teach them, you know, WordPress websites because that shit takes fucking forever, right? Like, and we don't do it. We don't use any websites. We only use funnel optimization. And so, you know, as long as the tools applied without traditional websites, then I think it would be a great thing for, you know, for me to be able to send my team through and, you know, have them go and learn these skill sets that they could apply, not just for me, but for our future clients, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And also, I would see that you have a lot of features on authority sites like Forbes, you know, Emily, for example, was on a cover of Cosmopolitan.
Yeah.
And I think that having a personal website that's geared towards creating or triggering your knowledge panels would be really great, because otherwise, all those links from or features from authority sites, I mean, if they're okay if you tell about those on Facebook or other social media platforms, but when Google recognizes that, you're instantly an authority in you're a credible source for you know, your niche.
Well, I mean, I guess that's the question, right? Is like, you need to be able to answer that within your marketing. And as you're selling to people, is to say, like, maybe it is something where you do position this as like, you have to have a website in order to come and do this thing, right? And so that will help you to subdivide who's going to be an ideal candidate for this and who's going to work for that, of saying like, if you don't have a traditional personal website, this isn't going to be the best option for you, right? But the fact of the matter is like, for my team, we don't have one. And so I'm not going to have one tomorrow. Like, if I was going to build a traditional website, I mean, we've tried several times to hire people and we are never happy with them ever. So we don't have a traditional website because I don't like the way people do it. And I'm not tech savvy enough to do it myself, right? And so that might be something where you need to look at this offer and say, okay, maybe this offer should also include building a website. Right? Because if you're building a website and then optimizing it, so it's not just for people who already have a website, it's also for people to build it. And that might be two different betas, right? Maybe you run a beta for people who already have a website and they want to optimize it. And then you run a beta for people who don't have one and need to build one, right? Does that make sense? I mean, these are the clarifying questions that you want to make sure that you're asking yourself when you are building a new offer, so that you understand exactly who it's for, and not just like, women 35 to 45, right? But like, when? Where are they in their business path? Like, when is this most relevant for them? And how is it going to best serve them? Because ultimately, that's how you're going to position all of your marketing to get those beta clients in and eventually be able to raise your prices to $5,000. You want to make sure that you're being specific enough. And, you know, sometimes it's okay to run a couple different betas, right? And say like, okay, let's try the path of people who already have websites, and let's try the people who don't have websites. And maybe the people who don't have websites are a pain in the ass and you don't want to do that, right? You get through that beta and you're like, no fucking thank you, right? And that's totally okay. So then you know when you go to raise your prices to $5,000 that you're only working with people who already have a website. And so then you have a lot more clarity of vision inside of your messaging and your marketing for who this program is for.
Okay, yes. But I find, yeah, to be honest, I tried to also market for people who do not have websites. And yeah. I'm thinking it's going to take a long time convincing. So the faster route for me right now is to, you know, market to those who already have websites first. And then once that beta has, you know, set sail, then I would go into another beta that's for those who have no websites. Is that a good idea?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely want to take the low-hanging fruit first, right? You want to take the easiest and the fastest money. And like, that absolutely means that people already have a website. And so that means that all in all of your messaging of your marketing, you're going to be saying your website, right? It's like, so let's take a look at your website. And if they're like, oh, I don't have one, it's like, this is not for you, right? We're remembering that we're not trying to serve everybody. Okay, we're not trying to be everything to everybody, and that we're able to say no to the people who are not a good fit. And so we're only talking to people who have that website. And you also might even want to consider within this of maybe sub-niching down to a specific industry. Because, you know, if you were working, and maybe not like super narrow, but like say like service providers. So then we're working with like plumbers, HVAC, you know, pressure washer companies, like things like that, that need local SEO. Like you might want to create the differential there too, right? It's like you already have a website and you need local SEO versus, you know, you already have a website and you have a national SEO presence, right? Those two things are pretty different on the back end from the user standpoint. So that might be something that you need to look at too, is like, this is just for people in these categories.
Yeah, I've thought about that too. Well, and for me, local SEO is easier to do in terms of website optimization, because what you'll actually be optimizing would be your Google Business Profile and, you know, just the basic things on your website.
I mean, this gives you something very specific to target people with, because say we put this together, Jean, right? We're like, oh, okay, we're going to do it this way and we're going to narrow it down. We're just going to do this one beta, this one way. That gives you like that time, because you don't have to record anything, right? So now you get to decide what kind of client you actually want to work with. So say we're going to do plumbers. So you're going to look across, you know, look at the US and say, we're going to close 10 plumbers and none of them can be in the same city because we don't want them to compete against each other, right? Okay, so we're going to close 10 plumbers across the US. And we're going to put them all into this beta. And so then think about the case study on the back end of that, because then you have all of the rankings of all of these websites. And so you have all these plumbers coming in. You're like, look, this is what we did with 10 plumbers across the US. This is how many more clients they got. That is a beautiful case study. And you could turn it into a beautiful webinar, right? That sells a 5K program that doesn't have that much involvement for you. So like, think about that big picture. Cause I know you like to think about big money. I know you like that big money vibe. Okay. So if we're thinking about the big money, imagine that you do a beta for plumbers, you put together a case study, you do a webinar, and then that webinar starts selling that 5K on autopilot. Let's just strap up some ads to it, right? We strap up some ads, they buy straight through the funnel. Cause 5K to a plumber is nothing, right? That's one job, like no big deal, right? So 5K to a plumber, no big deal. And then you can market that specifically to all the plumbers' wives, right? Like all the plumbers' wives, because they're going to optimize their husband's websites, right? Okay. And so then you have one course that's just SEO optimization for plumbers. Okay. And then you come over here and you're like, all right, let's try this again. But this time, let's do this with pressure washing companies. And so you put 10 pressure washing companies in 10 different cities in the US, you put together a beautiful case study and you do exactly the same thing and you run ads to that. And so then everybody's going to your 5K program. It's the same 5K program, but you're creating different sub niches of marketing and you can optimize those paths because you can build websites for each one of these that are SEO optimized so that plumbers are typing in, how do I get more clients? And it's like, here's this course. They watch a webinar and they buy the $5,000 thing to optimize their website. So then you're literally using SEO to sell SEO and you can do as many sub niches as you want.
Thank you for all of those ideas. I was actually trying to think of how I can ask you about sub-niching in my case as an SEO. I mean, the other week I tried SEO for ballet dancers and I kind of flopped.
Yeah, I mean, I think that might be a tough one. But I think that in local businesses, like that's where we see SEO being used so frequently. And like, it's also very like, we don't have to sell that to a plumber. A plumber already needs, they already know. They know they need to be top of Google. And they also know that they need to have a website that actually closes clients instead of just generating leads that they don't have time to take on calls or whatever that is. It's a very common pain point for people who are plumbers, pressure washers, like any of those kind of service-based locality businesses. I mean, even anything as like landscaping goes, right? Like any of those kinds of things. So if you can specialize this and create these little veins that run to one big 5K course, I mean, this is a goldmine. You could easily be making 100K a month doing that. No problem, right?
Oh God, it's a dream.
that big money's not that far away. It's not that far away. And I mean, like really, if you think about it, all you have to do is do one different sub niche every quarter. So it's like this quarter, you focus on plumbers and you do the beta, you put together the case study, you build the webinar and you build the website that correlates with that and drives traffic, put the ads up to it all in 90 days. Great. Now, next 90 days, do pressure washers and then landscapers, right? Move on from industry to industry. And then in 1 year, you'll have four different revenue streams going to the same 5K course. You don't have to have four different 5K courses, right? You have everybody going to the same 5K course that teaches them how to optimize their websites, right? But you have four different paths that go to that. I mean, then all you got to do is run traffic to it. And if each one is, you know, generating 25 grand a month, there you go. Easy, easy.
Okay.
Right? Okay. So how does that feel?
Clarity.
Yeah, I think sometimes we overcomplicate things, right? And we make it big and scary and hard. We're like, oh my God, how am I going to do this? Simply one foot at a time, right? It's just one step at a time and going in the right direction. And so when we know what the end piece is looking like, we can reverse engineer into it and say, okay, I know that's what I want it to look like in a year. So what do I need to accomplish in the next 90 days? And then once we have the clarity of that, then it's like, okay, what do I need to do this week to set myself up for success, to be able to accomplish that within the next 90 days. And if you look at the price points of this now, you know, we can see that 197 is way too low, right? Like that's absolutely not going to work. We need to start 497 is the minimum, but I would say that we're probably working in like the 997 space. We know that we need to focus on local SEO and we know that we need to sub niche by industry. So now you have tons and tons of clarity and you can just get started, right? So then you test it, you do your beta, you learn in the beta, you reflect and refine and improve, and then you build your 5K course on the back end after you've trained the first round of people. Okay, we've got time for one more question. So what is one more thing that I can help you with today?
Actually, I think you've answered a lot of my questions, and this session just, you know, reassures me that I made the right investment. You know, most SEOs would often buy courses or programs that are based on SEO or made for SEOs. But last year, when I was thinking about, you know, expanding or scaling my income, I thought that not another SEO course, please. That's why I was so thankful when I first listened to your podcast interview with an SEO colleague.
Yes.
You know, and I thought instead of SEO of an SEO course, this time I'm going to invest into, you know, money mindset or sales program.
Well, just to wrap it up with that, I mean, of course, I'm glad that you invested and chose this, but how does this feel money mindset wise for you? Do you feel like there's anything there of like looking at this bigger money? Like, is there any money mindset stuff I can help you with before we go?
Yeah. I often find myself self-sabotaging. Mm-hmm. And I would attribute a lot of that to my, I don't know, cultural background. I don't know if you can call it cultural trauma, financial trauma, you know, being a Asian and Filipino. And I've had my share of clients who would, you know, practically tell me if I negotiate for, you know, higher fee, they would practically tell me, but you live in a, you know, in the Philippines, don't have a high cost of living. And I'm saying, well, I don't have to be in that level all the time. I want to be, you know, I don't know if, okay, so I'll say it out loud because culturally, this is like taboo. If you say, I want to be a millionaire.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's uncomfortable, right? And like thinking about it from that perspective. And I think that the world, I mean, definitely in digital marketing and SEO, the world treats the Philippines poorly, in my opinion, of saying, you know, like, oh, this is what they call it, like cheap labor, you know? And I mean, that is a tough nut to crack. Yeah. And so, you know, it's really understanding that when we're pricing anything that we're pricing, we're never pricing it on what our cost of living is, right? That's not what we price offers on. We price offers based on the ROI for the other person. And so when you are really clean and clear and you know the return on investment for, let's just say the plumbers, right, is that, you know, any plumber that comes to you with an unoptimized website who doesn't know what they're doing and is, you know, getting missed on Google all the time, let's just say that they close, you know, two more jobs a month, right? So if they close two more jobs, that's 24 jobs a year. And let's say that those jobs conservatively are only $3,000, right? So it's like now they just made like an extra $70,000 for the year and they only paid $5,000 for this course. When you can articulate that back to somebody, then you are not just knowing your worth. It's not you knowing your worth. Your worth is you're worth way more than money, right? But it's you knowing what this course is worth to someone else that helps you to position the sale, right? So remember that they're not paying you. They're investing in their own business. They're not like, oh my God, I want to pay Jean today. That's my idea. It's like, I want to pay her $5,000. That's not what they're thinking. They're like, I need to invest $5,000 into my business so that I can make an extra $70,000 this year and make an extra $100,000 next year. So I'm investing this $5,000 into my business. So don't bring your bullshit to a sales call. Don't bring your bullshit to pricing your offer because your limiting beliefs are not theirs, right? And so you don't want to make the offer about you. You don't want to make the price about you because it's not. It's about them and what they're going to get out of it. And when you're really good at articulating what they're going to get out of it, they're never going to question you. They're not going to look at you for your, you know, for your ethnicity. They're not going to look at you and say, oh, well, you're in this location, so this is how much it costs. Like, they're not going to do any of those things. So it's really about you removing yourself from the sales conversation and remembering that sales is never about us, right? It's always about them because people don't care about us. They care about themselves, right? And so when we remove ourselves from the conversation and we position to ROI, this is when we can close high ticket sales, no matter what country we live in. And, you know, I have a lot of clients who come through Nonstop in the last 5 years who have been in, you know, third world countries and have done exceedingly well. And, you know what my first coach actually told me? He told me to never close anybody into my programs that was outside of the US, Canada, Australia, and the UK. Said, don't bother with anybody in India. Don't bother with the Philippines. Don't bother with any of those places. Those people can never afford you. And that's such bullshit because I've closed so many international clients who have come into my programs and have done incredible things. I mean, I think that one of my very first 10K paid in fulls was a woman from India, right? And so, you know, and she did very, very well and was charging high ticket prices for her services. And, you know, I mean, she basically lived like a queen, right? Because the cost of living was low, but she was able to charge $5,000, $10,000 for her clients because she wasn't positioning with her ethnicity. She was positioning on the ROI that the client was going to get on the other side of her offer, which was a fantastic offer. And you have an incredible talent that absolutely helps these companies. So it's not about you, okay? In the best way possible, it's not about you. It's about them.
I need to drill that into my head. I mean, I would listen to your video trainings on sales calls.
Yeah.
I've run through it like twice already. I think I need 10 more.
It helps a little bit of repetition, right? To rewire that subconscious mind. But it's also, you know, really feeling into your humanness instead of your culturalness, if that makes sense. At the end of the day, we're all humans, right? And the world gets smaller every single day. The better you get at SEO, the smaller the world gets, right? So it is like melting those cultural, you know, appropriations that are outdated. It's an old system because the internet has made the world a much smaller place. And we're all now in a very, you know, fast action exchange of commerce where people, you know, from literally across the world can buy our programs right now and talk to us on a fucking Zoom. It's wild. So melt the lines of geographical kind of energy for yourself. And like, that's a good visualization to really think about, like imagining where you are in the world and where I am in the world and like seeing it on a globe, but realizing we're like sitting here right now, touching each other on the nose, right? We're this close. So instead of imagining that we're so far away and that we're so separate and that we're so different, look at all the ways that we're the same. Look at all the ways that like we both very much care about our children. We both have big impact visions. You know, we're both women doing big things, good money in the hands of good people doing good shit, right? And so we're more similar than we are different. And so really focusing on similarities instead of differences will help you to melt that belief system in your mindset that's keeping you feeling separate, you know, from, you know, American culture or whatever money-making culture you want to in from capitalism itself, right? So you're not separate from this anymore because the internet has made the world an incredibly small place.
Yeah, I agree to that.
Okay, Jean. So thanks so much for like every question, every question and every brilliant piece of, you know, insight that you've shared here today. I think the audience is going to get a lot out of this episode. So thank you for your vulnerability. I know it's a little bit challenging to come in here and like in front of all these people and do this. So tell people where they can get a hold of this offer. Tell them where they can find more of you. Because if somebody's ears are perking up and saying, oh my gosh, I need SEO for my website. Well, we've got your girl here for you.
Okay, so people can just Google Jean Tan. So my name is spelled as J-E-A-N-N-E, and the last name is T-A-N. And you'll likely find me either in the top 3 or top 10. you'll see my website. And for the program that I'm about to launch, it's strategically named SEO visibility to sales.com. So just Google it and you'll find it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time today. You guys know the drill. Take off your pants, do all of the money-making unicorn things. And guys, we will catch you in the next episode. For more trouble, go to realunicornsdontwearpants.com. Hit that subscribe button and remember, #fuckpants.